Hello everyone, this is the sixth podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topic of motivation with a focus on coaching as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I'm Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the pastoral context. These six lesson analyzes various theories of motivation, emphasizing the importance for managers seeking to empower employees through coaching. Maslow's hierarchy of needs theory suggests that individuals are motivated by a hierarchical progression of needs, starting with basic physiological needs and culminating in self-actualization. According to Maslow's theory, individuals must satisfy lower-level needs before higher-level needs. This theory highlights the importance of understanding and addressing employees' diverse needs to foster motivation and job satisfaction in organizational settings. However, critics argue that Maslow's theory oversimplifies the complexity of human motivation and does not account for individual differences in needs hierarchy. Alderfer's ERG theory offers a revised version of Maslow's hierarchy by condensing needs into three categories: existence, relatedness, and growth. Unlike Maslow's theory, which suggests a linear progression of needs, Alderfer proposes that individuals can pursue needs for multiple categories simultaneously and may regress to lower level needs if higher level needs are unattainable. This theory acknowledges the dynamic and overlapping nature of human needs, providing a more flexible framework for understanding motivation in organizations. Herzberg's two-factor theory distinguishes between motivators and hygiene factors in the workplace. Motivators, such as recognition and achievement, contribute to job satisfaction, while hygiene factors, such as salary and working conditions, prevent dissatisfaction. Herzberg theory emphasizes the importance of intrinsic factors in motivating employees and promoting job satisfaction. However, critics argue that Herzberg's theory oversimplifies the complexity of motivation in the workplace and does not fully account for individual differences in motivational factors. McClellan's need theory proposes that individuals are motivated by three primary needs: achievement, affiliation, and power. McClellan suggests that the strengths of these needs varies among individuals and influences their behavior and performance. This theory emphasizes the importance of understanding individual differences in motivation and tailoring management practices to employees' specific needs. However, critics argue that McClellan's theory lacks empirical support and may oversimplify the diversity of human motivation. Adams' equity theory suggests that individuals are motivated by perceptions of fairness and equity in social exchanges. Employees compare their input-output ratios with those of others and seek to maintain a sense of equity in their relationships. Equity theory highlights the importance of perceived fairness in motivating behavior and maintaining positive interpersonal relationships in organizations. However, critics argue that equity theory overlooks the role of individual differences in perceptions of fairness and may not fully account for the complexity of human motivation. Vroom's expectancy theory suggests that individuals are motivated by their beliefs about the relationship between effort, performance, and outcomes. According to Vroom's theory, motivation depends on three factors: expectancy, instrumentality, and valence. Vroom's theory emphasizes the importance of perceived effort to performance and performance to outcome relationships in shaping motivation. Critics argue that expectancy theory may oversimplify the role of motivation in driving behavior and may not fully account for the influence of external factors on individual motivation. Locke's goal-setting theory proposes that specific and challenging goals lead to higher levels of performance than vague or easy goals. This theory highlights the role of goals in directing behavior, increasing effort, and promoting task persistence. Locke emphasizes the importance of setting clear objectives and providing feedback to enhance motivation and performance. Unlike other theories that focus on individual needs or perceptions, goal-setting theory emphasizes the role of goals in shaping behavior and performance in organizational settings. Motivation theories serve as valuable frameworks for managers to understand, motivate, and support their employees effectively. By integrating insights from these theories into their coaching practices, managers can empower employees to overcome challenges, tap into their potential, and achieve their goals with greater motivation and enthusiasm. We have now reached the end of this 6th podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.